The El Paso Museum of Archaeology is dedicated to the interpretation of archaeological and anthropological artifacts through research, exhibits, and education with a focus on the prehistory and culture of our region. Wow. My guest, George Maloof, is the new curator, and he has actually lived this life, which is so much more fascinating than a mission statement. Welcome, George. It's so good to meet you finally.
Thank you for having me tonight.
Yeah. Right. How? When did you arrive in El Paso?
I've been in El Paso since the beginning of April.
Okay, long enough to realize what the summer's about.
More or less. I come from southern Costa Rica, which is has all the heat and all the humidity that we don't have here. So I'm actually enjoying just the heat without the humidity.
Well, all right. I'm glad to hear that, although to us it seems so much more humid than usual.
Right.
Now, you originally hail from northern New Mexico, just up the road. So tell me about your journey to Costa Rica.
Well, let's see. I'm from my native Las Vegas, New Mexico. I grew up in Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
After a short stint in the U.S. Navy, I decided to follow my childhood dream, which was archaeology.
Mm-hmm.
Returned to my native town. Did 2 years of school in Highlands, and then I went to Arizona State, which at the time was the top program in the country for mm-hmm. Mesoamerican archaeology. Did some work in Mexico, Veracruz specifically, and was looking to delve into a career in West Mexico when I met my wife, and she dragged me off to Costa Rica.
The hijacking. It just happens all the time.
It was indeed. She was my the friend of one of my Spanish teachers, and she was on a Fulbright scholarship and had to return to Costa Rica, and I just decided to go with her. And while I was there, I discovered that Costa Rica was just a whole other world, archaeologically at least,
mm-hmm.
and it was kind of an open field. There wasn't a lot of work had been done there, so it was really a great place to be.
You're in a rather rare field, if I understand correctly, of archaeogeophysics, and at one time you were one of like only two archaeogeophysicists in the entire area. Is that correct?
That's correct. I was one of only two in Central America, at least
okay.
Central American based.
Is the difference?
Particularly a lot of American and Canadian archaeologists would bring crews, archaeogeophysics crews from the States or from other places to do their surveys. Myself and the other gentleman from Panamanian mm-hmm. were the only ones that actually were working in Costa Rica. Well, he's in Panama. And I was in Costa Rica. So we were the only real kind of local archaeologists that were pursuing.
Okay. But what would be a definition or an explanation of archaeogeophysics versus archaeology?
Well, I guess for the average person, we're basically doing X-rays of the ground.
Okay.
We're using technology to look to see what's underneath the surface without digging.
Disturbing the surface.
Correct. It's using magnetic properties, electrical properties,
mm-hmm.
sonic properties as well.
Excellent.
So it's a very broad field, and it's really used a lot in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It's only now starting to be used with more effect here in the States and in the whole new world, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot to do with the types of features that we find. In Europe, you find a lot of stone features a lot earlier, like the Roman roads and
mm-hmm.
Stone fortifications that you didn't really have here, with the exception of the large civilizations down south.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mostly where it's being used. But with the bettering of the technology, with the advancement in technology, the equipment is getting a lot more sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're able to begin to identify features that are more ephemeral,
mm-hmm.
Really less stony, just subtle changes in the soil chemistry.
This reminds me of like human X-ray or viewing technologies, the MRI,
It's very similar, actually. It's a lot of the technologies are almost identical. Really.
Yeah, they're advancing and learning to being able to see through tissues and whatnot,
right.
Seeing through the earth. How interesting! Well, you've come from kind of this cutting edge area. From Costa Rica, you've come here to El Paso. What have you been working on here, and what has anything surprised you?
Well, I'm pretty much just kind of getting settled in, kind of hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of projects that were kind of on the move already.
Mm-hmm.
They hadn't had a curator for 2 years.
Oh my, yes.
They had a lot of things kind of built up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was really just kind of kind of hit the ground running.
Filing with a forklift and yes.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, the current exhibit out there is titled Pieces of the Puzzle, New Perspectives on the Hohokam.
Correct.
What is that about?
The Hohokam are the group that was more or less contemporaneous with the Anasazi or the Mogollon in this area.
Okay.
In central Arizona, central southern Arizona. They are the most Mesoamerican, if you will. They had ball courts. A lot of their cultural material is very mm-hmm. has a very Mesoamerican flair to it. They also were well known for their irrigation systems. They had probably the most advanced irrigation that we've actually rivaled Mesopotamia.
Ah, okay.
So it's quite a
well. I know that
engineers.
This is part of a traveling exhibit created by the Pueblo Grande Museum and Archaeology Southwest. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And then you're integrating existing artifacts that are relevant.
The exhibit itself didn't carry any artifacts, I took advantage of some of my friends from out in Arizona, and we were able to secure some artifacts. As well
connections,
as,
yes.
Exactly. It was great. So, you know, it was also an excuse to go see some of my old friends back in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
But then as I was going through our collection, I found we had a lot of Hohokam artifacts as well. So I was able to integrate a lot of our own artifacts.
Very nice. You know, for people who have not been to the Archaeology Museum, it's easy to forget sometimes you're out, you know, this cool little outpost at the base of the Franklins there. And it is not a quiet little haven. There's always something going on out there. I've been out there on weekends, and it's a buzz with activity.
We usually have at least about three weekends a month, we have some sort of event. Mm-hmm. Normally, there are public talks, mm-hmm. sometimes public tours. We just, at the beginning of this last month, we had the Voladores de Papantla.
Oh, yes. Yes.
As well as several other local mm-hmm. Dance groups. It was quite a large event.
Yeah, and a lot of children's happenings, too.
We do.
Opportunities to learn and experience things. And mm-hmm. you have a conference coming up that it sounds very exciting. The preliminary information is coming together. It's the Carta Conference, which will be Thursday through Sunday, September 26th to 29. And just to mention a couple of things, one of the related lectures is today from 2 to 3:30, a free lecture by Vernon G. Luján. And his talk is titled Camino Real de Tierra Adentro. Tell me a little bit about the focus of this talk.
The talk is basically going to be focusing on the Camino Real mm-hmm. and basically Pohuake Pueblo's connections with it,
mm-hmm.
basically where they were located and how their location really aided them, brought them in contact with the original Spanish settlers.
Yes, apparently the Pueblo received or is part of a collaboration with the National Park Service to bring the history of this area to the attention of the public. And this is one thing that I don't know what I'll find interesting if I'm oblivious to it. And as soon as I start reading some of these things, I'm thinking this is going to be fascinating. I know you're also going to have another speaker on September the 21st that will be part of the Carta Conference. And I believe Carta stands for El Camino Real de Tierra Adentro Trail Association. This is an international symposium. It'll be at the UTEP Hilton Garden Inn in the El Paso Natural Gas Conference Center. And a number of events will be related to that. Our listeners can get information by going to Camino Real Carta, CARTA.org. And I want to thank my guest today, the new curator of the El Paso Museum of Archaeology, George Maloof. The museum is located at 4301 Trans Mountain Road. You can call 755-4332 for information. And George, I look forward to having you back.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity to come in today.